So, I have a really good excuse. It's Oscar weekend. Maybe I know that this song is from Slumdog Millionaire. Maybe I actually saw the movie Slumdog Millionaire and WALL-E, but anything else that's up for an Oscar? No, I haven't seen it. I have a really good excuse, though. Four kids and an early morning radio show. But a person with no good excuse for not knowing all of the Oscar movies is Nate Silver, founder of 538.com, a blog that analyzes political data and actually forms methodologies to predict all kinds of things. And Nate, it is the case, and it's actually an issue this year for the Oscars because so many of the movies that are up for Oscars are small budget and movies that not too many people have seen. You don't have to know the movies to be able to predict the Oscars when you've got so much data out there to mess with, right?
Yeah, I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt to have seen a couple more films. And by the way, the movies are doing really well in the last couple of months since the recession hit. People need an escape now. But I've not seen all the films either by a long shot, certainly.
Well, I am actually dying to see a bunch of these films, and I probably will after the Oscars. It seems like that may be the Hollywood business model at this point, to have everybody see them after the Oscars rather than before. But I'll urge people to go to your website to explore the scientific details of your methodology. But let's get to your picks. What do you think, first of all, let's go best picture, best actor, best actress. What do you think is going to make it, and why, and what evidence do you have?
Well, what we look at kind of everything we can get our hands on. So we look at, things like how a movie is rated and how the critics like it, what time of year it comes out. But the things that really matter are how it's done at the other awards shows. You know, the BAFTAs and the Golden Globes, some awards matter more than others, but you have this big kind of leading indicator because you have similar people voting in advance of the Oscars on the same films, by and large.
So if the Globes are a focus group for the Oscars, Slumdog Millionaire has got to be Best Picture. Is that your pick?
Yeah. I mean, Slumdog Millionaire has swept really all the major awards. I think actually WALL-E won like the L.A. Film Critics Award, but wasn't even nominated. But everything else was won by Slumdog Millionaire. And it's kind of a perfect Oscar film. When the Oscars stray from their awards, they stray in the direction of drama instead of comedy. The Oscars tend not to like comedy. They don't like action films very much. They like kind of very serious movies that are edgy but not too edgy. And I think Slumdog is kind of right at that happy median, really, where
right.
It's, it's meaningful, it's serious, it's cultural, but it's not, it's not something that's going to have a lot of politics associated with it or anything else. And so between it sweeping of their awards and, being objectively a pretty good film, it looks like it's, to me, it's a shoe, and
it's,
I think there's not as much drama.
Right.
We have it at about 99%.
Wow.
Maybe Milk is the one movie that might have an outside chance. I think there might be. When Brokeback Mountain, which had also swept the other awards, lost a couple of years ago, there was a lot of consternation over that, and I think maybe now there's another gay-themed film, and there might be some, Hollywood does kind of play. There is some payback here. We'll talk about that with kind of best actor and best actress in a moment. So there are some
here. Except Tom Hanks won as an out gay for Philadelphia years and years ago. Sean Penn is up for Milk. Do you think he can make it?
Here's where Hollywood likes to kind of spread the wealth, kind of the Barack Obama accusation a little bit. And what happened with Sean Penn is he won, I think, in 2003 for Mystic River. And what we found is that once an actor wins an Oscar, he becomes less likely to win again.
So unless you're Meryl Streep.
Well, unless you're Meryl, but she's kind of in her own special category because she's been nominated. She won in 1982,
right.
25 years ago, and has been nominated literally, 10 times since then. Although Kate Winslet is also someone who has won, who's been nominated on her fourth try and hasn't won yet. So if you're nominated a bunch of times and you don't win, then you kind of get sympathy points. You can actually kind of see this really clearly in the data where it can almost become a lifetime achievement award kind of thing. Not that Kate Winslet's anywhere near the end of her career. But we do give the edge to Kate Winslet in Best Actress or maybe Meryl Streep. But we think for Best Actor, you'll probably see Mickey Rourke where they can kind of crown a new star, potentially, whereas Sean Penn is already established. Part of this is there's a profit motive here where, I think it would do more for that film, for a movie like The Wrestler, than it would do for a film like Milk.
All right, how about Best Supporting Actress? Doubt is your choice. That would be Viola Davis?
No, we have Taraji Henson from Benjamin Button, actually. This is where the computer might be have gone astray, I think. I think Penelope Cruz would be kind of my non-computer pick. But the thing about Benjamin Button is it's probably going to be shut out of the other major awards. It was a good film, but, you know, no other obvious candidates to win. I mean, Brad Pitt's not going to win, I don't think. And it's not going to win Best Picture, most likely.
It'll win Best Makeup. It'll definitely win Best Makeup. Keith Ledger's got it for Dark Knight, you think?
I think Heath Ledger is in pretty good position. I mean, we have to be honest here. The guy passed away tragically. You know, he's won most of the other major awards anyway. It's kind of a parallel performance to what we saw last year with No Country for Old Men, where you kind of have the very dark kind of hero. That kind of is in line with what the Oscars like a lot of the time for supporting actor. They take a few more chances there than they do with the other categories.
Hey, we almost forgot the movies.
I want you all to be alert. My kid's got no one but me.
He was not my son.
You haven't the slightest proof of anything.
But I have my certainty.
I just need one more run to get the double.
I know my son is out there.
You don't get to sit around for the rest of my life deciding what I'm supposed to be like.
I want my son back!
That, of course, a mashup of all the trailers of all the movies nominated for Best Actress. Can you hear those voices?
I can hear the voices, yeah.
Anne Hathaway, Rachel Getting Married, Angelina Jolie, and Changeling. That's the I Want My Son Back scream, right? Isn't that right, Jim? Right? Isn't that right? Yeah. Melissa Leo in Frozen River, Meryl Streep in Doubt, and Kate Winslet in The Reader. And let's remind people, your pick is?
We have Kate Winslet. Best
right.
Actress. So, although I think Meryl Streep's a strong second, but, you know, Kate Winslet was the only film, I think, nominated also for Best Picture. That's another good indicator. If a film gets nominated for Best Picture, those movies tend to do well in all the supporting categories as well.
Well, let's give people a feel for all the movies nominated for, well, not all the movies, but at least a couple of the big movies, high-profile movies involving the Best Actor nomination. Listen. And you see me.
I'm an old, broken-down piece of meat.
That was devastating. I mean, I don't think he's ever going to get over that.
I will ruin you if it takes the rest of my life.
I just don't want you to hate me.
There's a reason they call him Tricky Dick.
Stand by to roll tape.
The only one who's going to tell me when I'm through doing my thing is you people here.
I just, Nate, that Mickey Rourke voice is just irresistible. That's from The Wrestler, and then we also have some from Frost Nixon there. Any chance for Frank Langella and Frost Nixon?
I think it's a pretty strong field this year, you know, and I think Mickey Rourke and Penn have kind of split the other awards that have been given so far. I mean, The Wrestler kind of crept up on people a little bit. I know a lot of folks think that should have been at least for Best Picture, potentially.
Yeah, well, it's a great film, Frank Langella in Frost Nixon. It's a Ron Howard film, too. All right, see if you can guess which category this is, Nate.
My name is Benjamin Button. And I was born under unusual circumstances.
I'm 40 years old, and I haven't done a thing.
You're so young.
Can two men reproduce?
Only on the outside.
When the president does it, that means it's not illegal.
No, but God knows we keep trying.
I'm sorry, babe.
So, Nate, what's that category? We mashed them up.
It would have to be Best Supporting Actor?
Oh, no, Nate, you blew it. It's Best Picture. All right, we'll give you... We got a gimme for you. See if you can guess this category.
Comment ça, tu dis pas?
Pas envie de lire.
Mais je m'en fous que t'as pas envie de lire, moi.
Pourquoi on est mis tôt, rien? Y'en a qu'à pas flèche, mais non, l'eau, 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 l'eau,
l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau, l'eau,
Best sound editing? No, I'm just kidding.
Your final answer?
Best foreign film.
You got it. You got it. Man, how did you do that? You speak all those languages?
Yeah, most of them.
Most of them. Well, Nate Silver, you'll be predicting the Oscars. You're going to be watching on Sunday?
I think so. I'm going to be rooting for, Mrs. That's the one I'm worried about. But it should be a lot of fun.
Thanks for joining us on The Takeaway this Oscar weekend. Nate Silver, founder of 538.com.
Have you ever seen a one-legged dog making his way?